These include some of the systemic injectable biologics like lebrikizumab, nemolizumab, and tralokinumab. These block IL-13 and IL-31. We have some new oral agents in the JAK inhibitor class, abrocitinib, baricitinib, upadacitinib. We also have some new topical agents, including topical JAK inhibitors like dalgosidenib and ruxolitinib, and then some new phosphodiesterase 4 inhibitors that are coming, and a totally new category of an aryl hydrocarbon receptor ligand called tapinarof. So lots of really new development that I think has the potential to change the way we treat the entire spectrum of disease in the next few years, depending on how these do in their final trials and, of course, what the FDA decides to do. And, of course, there's that other piece of how they come out and their accessibility and price and all those other aspects.